Right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sandy Williams hours, and Sandy is still here. You know, Sandy, I almost forgot that tomorrow is election day in the city of Milwaukee. And for the first time in 18 years, there's going to be a new mayor. There's, for those who may not know, a young 35-year-old guy and a geezer, you know.
Yeah, we got bookends.
and the contrast, man, that's what they really are. You know, it's almost like Bob Donovan, who's been around, a 20-year alderman, you know, and he's a guy who, you know, I don't ever see as a guy who sees, you know, a new vision. He's a guy who, you know, vision is what it's been for 20 years. It's hard for Alderman Donovan, and I've had on the air, and I will say Bob Donovan is a friend of mine. It's true. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've supported him in the past. He's a guy who I always respected for what he would do in his community. He would make sure as an alderman that he put his community first. How can you dislike a guy who was elected by people to represent them, and that's what he did, represented his community? That's what Bob Donovan, and he did a great job of that. Mm-hmm. And then you've got a young guy, you know, Cavalier Johnson, who is 35 years old. The city is headed in a growth, certain parts of this city, and a development that has happened under former mayor Tom Barrett. I almost forgot his name already. Tom Barrett. And
Ambassador Barrett.
Yeah, Ambassador. Can you imagine going from pulling his hair out to address these issues in Milwaukee, which are plenty?
Well, you know, Luxembourg isn't a very big country. I think Luxembourg is where he's the ambassador to, but it's sort of important.
Yeah, Luxembourg. Right.
It's sort of in the center of the, it was the, you know, the original Benelux countries were the beginning of the EU, Belgium, Netherlands, and Luxembourg. And I suspect he is busily operating as an ambassador in the context of this sanctions with the gas and oil in Europe and the importance of Russia. So I suspect he's doing things that seem exciting, but it's nowhere near like what it was in Milwaukee.
No, well, there weren't people calling for a scalp.
Right.
You know, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
He didn't literally have to worry about potholes.
So here we are, and the election is tomorrow, and tomorrow evening there's going to be a new mayor. And so Milwaukee is on an ascendant. Clearly it is. You see, when you go downtown and you see that area where the Bucks are, and I remember how that was just – once they tore down what was there, I don't know, what, 15 years ago, I remember when they tore it down and they were talking about all the great things that were going to happen there, and it stayed like that for a long time with nothing happening until, you know, the Bucks came in. Mm-hmm. And now take a look at it. It's, you know, it's going to be a jewel, right? I mean, it's going to be able, and it's still in early inceptions of it. And it's going to be a destination place.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think what's happening to downtown is the marriage between a government which is open to having it happen and the attraction of individuals, corporations, and people with vision who, you know, I think that the change of owner, I mean, Cole was a wonderful man. He bought the Bucks.
Right.
He did lots of things. But I don't think once he became the owner of it, that Bucks were a very dynamic organization. The new owners of the Bucks are a very dynamic organization, very forward-looking, very community-based, very community-driven. And they've made great moves that have had a huge effect not just on the very location of Fiserv Forum and its environment, but also the city at large. And I think that's happening with other, I think, real estate developers. Barry Mandel and others have been real powerful people in terms of having vision, carrying through, having guts, and doing some magnificent things for the city. So that that's what drives a city ultimately, is having a population of people who are driven by the future and are excited about the local area and make investments in it, invest themselves in it, and other people come to the city and it becomes a mecca. Instead of a brain drain locale, it becomes a brain gain locale. And I think we're at that inflection point now where we're at the brain gain point. And I think it's important that we have a government that appears to represent that kind of interest. And I think Cavalier John, I think the two leaders we have at the Milwaukee County level, David Crowley and a young Cavalier, I think the two of those are going to provide, and they're very intelligent people who are going to provide a very intelligent image for the city and a leadership image for the city. And I think all of this is very important for the future of Milwaukee.
You know, Sandy, I remember constantly saying, when is Milwaukee going to catch up with Kansas City, Cincinnati, other similar places?
Right.
We didn't. We were slow in developing anything. Well, what did we do? Well, we developed the Pabst, the old Pabst brew house and stuff like that, which was, you know, the early stages.
Well, and Gary Grunow. So that was, Gary Grunow developed the Schlitz Park. The Pabst was developed by another pillar of the city. Those were people who had a vision and did stuff. Now when you go to Schlitz Park, you realize what a great thing it is. And it's all, however, in the context of this reawakening of the west side of downtown Milwaukee. And, you know, this just needs to spread to other locales and other neighborhoods, but I think it will. And I think it has a lot to do with having a brain gain, a bunch of people moving to Milwaukee trying to figure out where they want to live. We'll have things like Bayview has come on, all these other parts of the city. The Fifth Ward has come on dramatically in terms of the development there. Fifth Ward across from the Third Ward.
Right.
Yeah, the Third Ward is doing great. So, you know, there are whole areas of the city of Milwaukee that are kind of bursting on the scene, and that's the stuff that brings people to Milwaukee.
You know, Sandy, the extension of the convention center.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the renderings of it?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
It really is. It's going to be beautiful. And
it marries the Fiserv Forum and that whole region so well. It's going to become a total destination place for meetings, conventions, hotels. It's a center of the city.
Do you know Wisconsin Avenue, that for so long had not been redeveloped? You're starting to see the redevelopment of that with the old...
The Plankinton building, which became the Grand Avenue Mall, is now being put into something that probably has some durability and sustainability.
There's no question. I was walking down there and went inside and saw what is taking place. It's shaping up Milwaukee to have won the Democratic Convention last year or year before last, and now probably going to win the Republican convention. It bodes well. And then you look at a young man, as you stated, like Cavalier Johnson, in the future of the city is certainly going to be changing. I'm not saying that we don't have a lot of issues and a lot of problems, but I do think that the city will be on an upswing, an uptick, and will be talked about, you know, maybe in the lines of how people talked about Kansas City many years ago.
Well, or Portland before it fell.
Yeah, right.
Portland before it fell on its sword.
Right.
In the last several years. But, you know, I think the thing that excites me about Cavalier Johnson is he's going to be in a position to have his feet in both sides of this. He's going to have his feet in the side of his foot definitely planted in the side of trying to solve the social problems in the city of Milwaukee. He grew out of them.
Right.
And was able to thrive sort of against the odds, and I think he's going to want to improve the odds for everyone else who's born in a circumstance like he was. So I think that's heroic and has great potential. But he also clearly is the kind of person who will have his foot in the side of developing the downtown of Milwaukee and the things that are the jewel and the crown that bring money and jobs to the city.
You know, Sandy, and the fact that he's 35 years old, he'll have a chance to grow into the job. And you know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said, man, did you see they released that information about his older brother who had some issues? And, you know, you aren't your family member. You have no responsibility for what happens with your family member.
If you have a big enough family, you've got a closet that you can open and find out what secrets the family might have, or that maybe they don't even need to be secrets. Every big family has issues, and everyone knows that everyone is one onto themselves in a family.
So I'm from a family of 12 and 13, and so to go into a background and say, hey, your brother or your sister did something, and somehow that's you and you're responsible for that. But that's the dirty game of politics that is played. And why is that information released, you know, a week before or days before? Right. You know, they've had that information for a long time. And to release that at a critical juncture, that's the part of politics that I don't like. But it has nothing to do, because if that was the case, why wouldn't they then also release and say, you know, by the way, he's his brother who is the warden.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't put that out there.
Right.
You know, they put out, oh, well, you know, he's.
I think it speaks, to be honest with you, I think the fact that he is who he is and he has a brother who has the problem, it speaks to Cavalier's character.
I do, too.
Positively to his character.
You know, Sandy, I do, too. And the fact that, and I think you said it better than I could ever say it, he's going to deal with both sides of that coin.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody else could do it. I've had enough conversations with him even before he became the acting mayor. I know what kind of person he is. He's got my support, and look forward to talking to him after his victory. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.